AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
There's a lot that we don't know about the 2024 election, like who the candidates will be or which campaign Beto O'Rourke is going to lose. But as someone who headed up youth issues at the White House, I can tell you that if history's any indicator, we already know what one of the big talking points is going to be.
Every election, it's like, oh, the young people are coming, young people are coming. And usually, they don't come.
They just don't show up. Are you hearing me, nieces?
I was having this conversation tonight.
Someone
they don't.
Said, this convention was not there in their 20s. It was not made for us. We didn't. I said,
yeah,
you guys
don't vote. Yeah, because you don't vote.
They never, ever vote.
Why would people cater to you if you never come out?
Sorry, not to be annoying, but we're with NBC News, and I'm just trying to figure out, is anybody here going to vote in the election on November 6th? Anybody? Anybody? Nobody's going to vote?
What can get younger voters to actually turn out to vote? You know, turn out for what? You got your own theme song, Dottie.
Turn out for what?
Yeah.
Well, young people aren't going to be voting now. The point is, the media loves to whine about young people not voting. But what gets much less attention is that the establishment feels so threatened by the power of young voters that they actually try to get them to not vote. To many in the establishment, low youth turnout is not a problem. It's a goal. And that's what I want to talk about in the latest installment of Long Story Short. That a political party wants to suppress the youth vote. What are some things they might try to do? Their best bet is to put restrictions on college students, because for the most part, they're all young, except for that one guy who used to sit in the back of your sociology lecture. What was his deal? Was that like an inspiring thing or like a 21 Jump Street situation? Anyway, one thing that they try to do is to target student IDs. In some states, you can't use a school ID to vote, even though for a lot of students, it's the only thing showing that they live in the state. And don't tell me that they aren't legitimate residents, okay? College students pay local taxes for 4 years, and the dumb ones up to 6. One of those states is Texas, where you can't use your student ID to vote, but you can use your gun permit. Which sure feels like a law made by Republicans to make it easier for other Republicans to vote. It's basically like a liberal state letting you vote if you still wear your COVID mask. Another thing they try to do is move voting booths off campuses. Now, this is a big deal for college students since they're less likely to have a car. If they do know someone with a car, it's usually that, like, kinda hot but sorta sketch dude with a 2007 Subaru that, like, reeks of weed and all the seatbelts are missing, and it's just like, is voting for state assembly really worth getting car herpes? When it comes to trying to make polling places inaccessible, the state of Texas is also at the forefront. Texas Republicans are pushing a bill that would ban voting booths from every campus across the state.
Voting rights advocates are slamming a Texas lawmaker's plan to remove polling places from college campuses.
Now, young voters favored Democrats by nearly a 30-point margin in the midterms. But the Republican who's behind this proposal tells ABC 13's Brianna Connor it is not about that.
Republican State Representative Carrie Isaac says it's a matter of school safety.
I don't believe it's wise that we invite people onto our campuses that would not otherwise be there.
Texas Southern University freshman Jordan Jones points out that public universities like TSU already have open campuses.
Our library that's literally right there is also public. Anybody can go in there and use it. So I feel like there shouldn't be much of a difference whenever it comes to voting.
She has a good point. The library is already open to the public. Although knowing Texas Republicans, that other lady is just going to be like, this student is right. We should also ban libraries. I realize that so far I've given you Republican examples. But to be fair, that doesn't mean all voter suppression is committed by Republicans, just like 98% of it. But there are Democrats who do engage in voter suppression, and I know this from personal experience. During the Democratic primary in 2007, I lobbied a local election board in North Carolina that wanted to remove voting machines from a campus where there were a lot of Obama Democrats and send those machines to a wealthy suburb where there were a lot of non-Obama Democrats. Although that's obviously not how they put it. They were just like, okay, we're doing this because college students are just less likely to vote than people in the suburbs. And then I was like, oh, well, maybe college students don't vote because you keep taking their voting machines away. And then I lost. Sorry. While those are some of the more common obstacles that you might encounter as a young voter, it can get a lot more creative.
Welcome to North Carolina A&T. It's the largest historically black college in the country and a big Democratic voting bloc. But when you look at a congressional map, A&T looks like two separate colleges. It's split between District 6 and District 13. So if you move from this dorm over to that dorm, you're in a different district, with different representatives and a different polling place.
By splitting the campus into two separate congressional districts, it diluted the power of A&T's collective voice. So what was once one congressional district with an African-American representative, it is now two congressional districts with two white Republican legislators.
Have you seen people discouraged from voting because of this?
Not only do you get discouragement, there's also not wanting to register at all.
It validates and affirms what young folks are saying when they say that their votes don't count.
Yeah, that's a bummer. And honestly, I haven't seen college students that disappointed since they saw me in Van Wilder 2. In my defense, that movie paid very well. Yeah. But look, this is the point of it. All of this is meant to freeze you out of the process and discourage you from participating. And I get it. It's easy as a young person to get demoralized and super high. I'm not sure why I mentioned that. Sorry. To be more clear, things are not hopeless. You know that gerrymandering at A&T? Well, it sparked a student revolt. And after a court order reunified the school, students there are now voting in record numbers. Yeah. Pretty great. And it's not just them. It's not just them. Despite all of those barriers, young voters have shown up big in recent elections. In fact, last year, they may have made all the difference.
The Gen Zers, millennials, they're now voting in record numbers.
Gen Z voters, people born in 1997 and later, are lapping their older millennial counterparts.
I know a lot of people talk about young people talking about being engaged but not being engaged. We are seeing engagement. The energy from these young folks is real.
They all but canceled out the votes of their grandparents, of senior citizens, who are some of the most reliable voters out there and also some of the most Republican voters out there.
If not for young people, we have a starkly different result. We saw not a red wave, we didn't see a blue wave, but we certainly saw a young voter Gen Z wave.
A Gen Z wave! Come on! Not a red wave, not a blue wave, not a millennial pink wave. So remember when I said the establishment feels threatened by you? Well, that's because when you vote, you often get a lot of the things to happen. Marriage equality, climate action, and yes, weed decriminalization. It's young people who overwhelmingly pushed to get this stuff done. So keep it up. Don't let them make you feel complacent. Because long story short, you're powerful. And that's why they're scared of you. So go make them scared. All right?
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.